Lac La Biche. A week-long celebration of creativity and showcasing art took over Lac La Biche County through the last week that led to the prestigious Lieutenant Governor of Alberta Art Awards on June 10 to 11. One of more than a dozen artistic workshops hosted by Portage College was a session on resin painting. Finding out more about the art form were 10 community members guided by Plamondon area artist Melanie Brond. The local artist taught the workshop on the unique art form last Wednesday at Portage College. Resin painting involves the use of a synthetic polymer and epoxy substance to coat artwork and create unique designs. Implementing the use of a heat gun to lay out the resin over a beach-themed canvas painting allowed participants to take part in the art trend, said Brond. Before the class even got to experience the unique creations from the resin, they first had to get a crash course in resin art safety. Everyone was a little bit nervous because they had never worked with resin before, and of course there are some safety concerns with the resin. We had to wear shields to make sure none of it got on our skin, but after some guidance and instructions the class was ready to create, she said. Everyone was good with the heat guns, and after the safety rules, we got right into designing. Creativity at the forefront. The resin artworks can take on a four-dimensional feel with items being added to the canvas to provide texture. Included in the beach-themed project were various, add-on, materials like sand and seashells to enhance the painting prior to the resin coating. Brond was pleased with the final product from the budding artists, and said the lesson was as much a learning experience for her as it was for the participants, as this was the first resin session she's ever taught. This was my first resin workshop that I taught, so it was kind of a learning curve for me too, but I would definitely do it again. It's a lot of perpetration for sure, but they're the artist for that day and they're creating their own artwork for their house, they should be able to enjoy something special. Brond, most recently known for her metallic feather art installation at the front entrance of the Bold Center, also had her artwork, paintings and art pieces on display and for sale at the Bold Center during the Lac La Biche Art Maze from June 8 to 11. She said the events surrounding the prestigious arts awards were great to be part of, especially after 2 years of pandemic measures restricted art shows and events. She said being asked to be a part of the Lieutenant Governor of Alberta Artist Awards program, and helping others to learn about a new art form, was a career highlight. I love doing this type of work, I've lived for it and it's something that's always in the back of my mind. It's like how I get my personal therapy and release to teach these classes. Teaching is something I thought I would never be interested in, but I do really enjoy being able to share some tricks and some of those skills that I've learned over the years with others. Art installations. The local artist, who often works with different materials like metals, paints, charcoal and objects to create unique pieces, says art can be found and created in many forms. I love working with different types of mediums, experimenting with metals, resin and more, she said. I love experimenting and it depends on what the project is. I have worked enough with different mediums to be able to figure out what would be the best for people's budgets or needs. Creating opportunities for art, introducing a new medium to get others involved in creating art, she says, opens up more opportunities to display creativity and build a sense of community, especially in Lac La Biche County during the bright spotlight of the Lieutenant Governor's Awards event and all of the community events supporting it. It's exciting and amazing to be able to meet and touch base with other artists, but also other artists who love art. It's interesting to get a whole sense of the different talents people have from local art and people who enjoy it. It's great for the community.